You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Football on In Play Radio. The Championship.
Birmingham against Derby. It's a Friday night game once again. 7:45 for this one on Friday evening. Birmingham are 19-10. The draw is 23-10, and Derby are in the betting at 11-8. We were keen to oppose Derby last week, Pete, on the grounds that obviously some key players out injured. They may have to change their style of play, if you like. And as such, they didn't go on to beat Charlton. They've since got a draw against Middlesbrough at home, which isn't the worst result, but it still isn't a win. And they come against the Birmingham side here, who've had an okay start to the season. They've only played twice, but in those games, a 2-2 draw at Burnley, which is okay, and they beat Reading at home on the opening day of the season. I thought the home side were a little overpriced here, Pete. What do you think?
I completely agree. Birmingham under Gary Rowett have been actually superb at home. Now, one of the very few teams to beat them, I think they only lost twice under him at home in the league last season. I mean, obviously, you know, they'd been battered 8-0 just before he arrived, mind you. But they were superb at home, and he got St Andrews absolutely flying. But one of the teams who went there and won was Derby. And not only did they go there and win, they went there and won 4-0. So you do have to bear that in mind. But I agree. They are a big price here.
Okay.
They're a big price. I mean, if you look at Birmingham at 19-10, what's against Birmingham? You know, like you said, they've played twice. They've won at home against Reading, and they've drawn in a great game against Burnley in a match where it took a Taylor wonder strike to get Burnley back on level terms, and quite late as well. So you've seen a good performance from Birmingham. That Torral finish was lovely from that ball over the top for Birmingham's first. I was watching that at Bramall Lane, and it just the way that it dropped down before he finished it. He, of course, also scored the killer goal, if you will, against Reading. So if you've got a guy like Torral in good form, you know, he's 2-1 any time. 2-1 any time in this for a guy who's scored in both league games so far. You've got a side who, under their current manager, have been superb at home, albeit, you know, Derby went there and won 4-0 last year, but I don't think that'll be really playing on their minds particularly. I mean, they beat Bristol Rovers 2-1, they changed things around and did well against Burnley. And Derby, they just seem to be a bit kind of, don't they? I mean, they just seem to be a bit, drew with Bolton, drew with Charlton. You've got to say well done for drawing with Middlesbrough, who should have had that game won, but that was an 88th minute draw. So I almost said winner there, but goal to get them back on level terms. That was an 88th minute goal. So why again would I want to back Derby? This is the thing as a punter right now. I haven't seen any evidence in this season so far that suggests that other than by their name, Derby should be fabs.
I agree completely.
11 to 8 is not a bet for me. Now, again, if you are looking at Birmingham, then look at Torral anytime at 2-1. Like I said, he's scored in both of their league games so far. Look at your draw no bet at 21-20. Look at your plus a goal, which is 1-2. But the draw no bet at 21-20 is brilliant. Maybe give yourself that insurance knowing that Derby have drawn their first three games. But Paul Clement, I think he will get it together, but he hasn't quite done it that yet, has he? So why would I, as a punter, as someone who watches a heck of a lot of football, in fact, I'd go as far as to say, spends his life doing it, why would I want to do anything other than back Birmingham? I wouldn't. That's the answer. I wouldn't. Birmingham and both teams to score at 9-2 could be interesting. Derby have obviously scored in two of their three draws. Birmingham have, of course, scored and conceded in every match, both league and cup, they've played this year. You could look at overs in that regard as well, because all of their games have been overs on the goals. The overs, by the way, is 19-20. Both teams to score 7-10. But, I mean, for me, it has to be a pro-Birmingham bet. It has to be drawn over at Birmingham at 21-20. And I think that Torral price, any time at 2-1, is also well worth a look.
Okay. But pro-Birmingham, heavily.
Well, when if you're heavily pro something, you're not looking at your draw number, are you? Right? I mean, I think you do need to have that insurance. And again, luckily, that's the brilliant thing about the 19-10. Mm. It gives you the 21-20 draw number security, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I know that doesn't work for your sixfold if you're playing the Yakka insurance, but I just think it's a really good bet.
It's a Friday night game. You don't want to have that in your acca just in case, do you?
That's true, yeah. You're probably just have a bit of one Friday night game. And
it'll probably be a single if you're going to have a bet on this. So that could be the way to go, the draw no bet, couldn't it? Just a nice insurance to possibly double your accumulator stake for the weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.